Okay. Okay, this week's study is Parshas B'Shalach, which of course contains its most dramatic piece, the Kriyas Yamsuf. Thank you. The elimination of the Mitzrayim and the final steps, so to speak, in the Yetzias Mitzrayim episode, followed immediately by the Shiras Hayam. But there's another important narrative that appears also, and that is the story of the Mon, the provision of heavenly food for the people that ended up being for 40 years. They didn't necessarily know that at the time. So I'd like to speak about something relating to what the Torah tells us about Shabbos in connection with the Mon. If you look at Perek Tes Zayin, so you start in Pesach Tes Zayin, I'll just read a few psukim to give you the background. It says, start with the Tesvov. As well, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, Vayomu Yisrael Achiv, Mon hu, ki lo yodu mahu. They called it Mon because they didn't know what it was. What is this? They didn't know what it was. Ki lo yodu mahu, Vayomu Shalem, Hu alechem, Asher nosam Hashem lachem l'achlo. This is the food which Hashem is providing for you. Zeh ha-dovah asher tivu Hashem, liktu v'nei Yisrael v'yachol, Omer lagu golas. You should collect and gather an Omer's worth per head. Okay, an Omer is a certain measurement, a certain amount. All right, there's an Omer, like a carbon Omer, and the second day pay for an Omer's worth of barley. So it's a certain amount. Omer lagugolos, Omer per head. Mispar nafshos sechem, ishlo asher b'alo, tikochu. Depending on how many people in your household, how many people in the tent, that's what you take. V'asuchem v'israel, yikutu amar b'amamit. So people took, but some people took more, some people took less. V'amodu v'omer, and then they measured it. Okay, they measured an omer. V'lo hedif amar b'amamit lo hechzir. It ended up that everyone got the same. Somehow magically disappeared, or increased. Ishlo v'yachlo lakotu. Moshe said, "Ish al yosem yemenu ad boker. Don't leave any over. You have to consume it that day. That's the food you consume that day. So Tuesday. So you had it for Tuesday. Below Shamu al Moshe, but some people didn't listen to Moshe. Vayosiru anashim yemenu ad boker. Vayorom tolim vayivash vayitzav alei Moshe. Some people didn't listen to Moshe. They left it over till the morning, and it got worm infested, and it smelled bad, and Moshe got angry at them." Okay, they collected every morning, and as the sun heated up the sky, so to speak, eventually it melted and so on. And then suddenly in Pesach Chav Beis, but on Friday, they got a double portion. They took a double portion of food. Two omers per person. And the people wonder what's going on. They came to Moshe and said, "What's going on?" What you want to bake today. We're going to cook today. Whatever's left, you can leave this over for the following day. And Chavdal v'anichu saraboker kasher tzivo Moshe v'lo yivish v'rim alo hisabo. And it didn't smell bad. The worms didn't infest it, and so on. And they had it. And then Moshe, you can eat it today. We'll come back to that pasuk later. So that's what happened with the guards too. Shabbos. Rashi tells us in pasuk Chav Beis, "B'dimu Mas Liktu Lechem Ishter Keshemolokto Lechem Shemod Was Likitosam Olayim Motzu Kiflayim." When they measured out back in the tent, they had double the normal portion. Shtei Omer Lechon. Double two portions per person. So it's interesting. Obviously, there was supposed to be a second portion was for Shabbos, right? So the one of the Balayatosas, the Riva, the parish in the Riva and the Chumash, and it's in the safe, this safe is called Balayatos Alatar. So it says Lechem Mishnah Shnei HaOmer LaEchad, two portions per person. Mikan Mochir Ramei de Rutenberg. Is there a Nicholas Gadol of here by chance? This. It's in the front of it. Sorry, I forgot to get it. No, I forgot something. Anyway, so I'll explain it when we come back. We can mochir Ramey Rutenberg shatzarach libtzor b'shabes b'sul shlishis b'kikav kecha. When it comes to shalosh shuddis, you don't need lechem mishnah. You don't need lechem mishnah shalosh shuddis. Okay, but kikav echad shalom. Why? Shar b'yom shishal lechad beis omrim u'mina omer asu beis lechamim. Each omer produced two loaves, okay? Hare dalad lechomim. So they had two omers for Shabbos. So that means that they had four pieces of bread, right? Echad haya nechal be'erev Shabbos. It was from the double portion of omer that they collected, the double omer, the two omers they collected Friday morning, that produced one omer produces two loaves of bread, okay? Two items of bread. So what, two omers produce four. So echad and echad erev Shabbos. One was erev Shabbos, Friday. The leil Shabbos hasheni. The second one was leil Shabbos. Vavoker hashlishi. Harishenisha od hikar echad sholay besulah shlishi. Only was one left. Okay, there's only one left, so they only needed one for Shal Shul. Every other time you had the possibility of having two at the table. So Friday, again, each Omer produced four loaves of bread. So one loaf of bread that they collected on Friday. So one loaf of bread they ate on Friday. That left six for Shabbos. That left the three for Shabbos. Friday night they had one, but there was another one available. So they had Lechem Mishnah at the table. Shabbos morning, there are two left, there are two. By the time of Shal Shul, there's only one left. So you only have to have one loaf of bread for Shal Shul. That's not a Ramadan possible. Yeah.
No, just one yet Friday night.
One yet Friday day, right? Friday morning. Well, so it's something you have to eat during the day, too. Okay? That's how he preserves. I'm sorry. I just mixed up. I got delayed this evening. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I want to look at the Daz of Kenan Balatosis on the Chumash. We'll see. Because he quotes that approach also, but then he quotes another approach. I'll say it outside. I'll leave it inside. He said that everything was doubled. Actually, out of the three that were left for Shabbos, the three, again, an Omer produces two, four lechem, so to speak, but the ones for Shabbos was double. So there was six for Shabbos, not three. So you had two for every meal. That's what that's a machlokes. So that's a machlokes, not our subject this evening, but that is a machlokes, whether you have to have lechem mishnah for Shal Shus or not. Most people do. I mean, the whole question, you have to have bread for Shal Shul, so thank you. Okay, let's read it inside again. Here it's Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chav Gimel. So the Daz of Kenan Balatosis quote this interpretation also. Here it is. Yeah. Every time an Omer produced two loaves of bread, they got four pieces of bread, four loaves of bread, and on Friday day they would eat one, three left, and they would have two for the night, they would eat one of them, because that's what they do every meal, two for Shabbos day, so the Shabbos lunch meal they had two. And the Zeraya Shain Boats and Mishneki Kars Mincha B'Shabbos. That's the Raya, the Shal Shul, it's Shabbos, and you don't need. And that's one opinion. Omnom, and that's the result. Omnom, Ra'isi Meharav Rabbi Marinun, somebody else, one of the Balatoses, Shul Boatsea Mishneki Kars Mincha B'Shabbos. He used Lecha Mishneh and Shal Shul also. Okay, that's, again, that's not our topic, but it's obviously a related topic. The Kivalti Rav Avram, and that's Raya, other people, and he brings Raya's, and he has a Medrash, it's Medrash Tanchuma Yoshon. People ask, what's this Shabbos all about? Why you keep Shabbos? Tell them, pray the achas, or mon, pray the achas. Shabbos, stay pray this. Perish kfulos, it's a double. Shekomar, shekol sudas, yoredes bishul Shabbos, yoredes kfula belachma. V'kach hayu osin, v'mashishi shachris, hayu osin michatzia omer lechem echad. In other words, Friday morning, they had two omers. So Friday morning, they took half the omer to make the one bread, right? One omer produced two pieces of bread, two loaves of bread, or whatever. So Friday morning, they took a half an omer as usual, and that was normal. That's Friday. Shaboy and Lafos omer now, so now you had one and a half left. Behind him, Mishnei omer lechad b'shul Shabbos, el kol chatzi omer nichbal l'shnei lechamim. Every half an omer for Shabbos was a nice double. It was a double-double, so to speak. Right? It wasn't just that on Shabbos was the same. It was double. Shabbos had double. Not just on Friday there was double portion, which I would usually assume, but that the portions themselves on Shabbos were double the normal amount. So an omer and a half produced, instead of the usual three loaves, because half produces one, so one and a one and a half produces three, but it was double. It produces six. Why? We have to eat more on Shabbos. We're hungry on Shabbos. We don't gain weight on Shabbos, right? That's a difference. Yeah, that's what some people do. Okay. Well, if he's a Timsa Shalom Shabbos, Bemincha Shneki Koros. Vilchach, Yeshlinog, Livtov, Shneki Koros, Gam Bemincha, and so on. We don't make kiddush. All right, anyway, so that's an interesting machlokas, an interesting discussion, whether you need two loaves of bread. Now, as for the question, but do you have to eat everything or not, it's interesting, the Chizkuni, and this is what the discussion I want to talk about tonight, the Chizkuni on this pasuk, Perk Tezayim Pasuk Chav Beis, he says, Hu Asher Dibra Hashem, Shor Alamala, Baha Hashem, etc. There's Kola Odev, Al Haroyalist Day Sudas Shal Shachris, Arvish Leom Ashishi, Hanichu Lachem Lishreis Araboka Shal Shabbos, make sure stuff is left over for the day of Shabbos, and Gzeres Melach Shalom Yasriach, and it won't smell, it won't get ruined like the one did every other day if you left it over. And then he adds, Vahu Adin Lesudas Motze Shabbos. Leave over some for the Suda on Motze Shabbos. So this, we call Malava Malka. So here's a Mokar in the Chizkuni, when we've shown him in the Talmud of Rashba, writes of a Mokar, at least some sort of, some sort of connection, so to speak, from this pasuk. There was some kind of an additional meal on Motzei Shabbos. What would that be? That would be somehow the leftover, and because it was so, especially if you take the second interpretation, there was so much stuff, so you didn't need to, eat it all, and you should talk and make sure that some is left over for Motzei Shabbos.
Because had a sort of place
as well. Yeah, we don't see a reason why not. Now, where do we see anything about a Malama Malka in the Gemara? So that's the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Yud Tes on the base. However, if you're listening more carefully, Gemara says a statement. Amar Rabbi Lozer, La'olam yisada adam shulchano be'erev Shabbos, afal pish enel tzorech elel kezayis. You should set a beautiful table on erev Shabbos, on Friday for Shabbos, even though you're not that hungry, or you don't eat that much, you don't eat that much food. You should still set the table on erev Shabbos, in a manner that that is a very dignified, a special meal. Rashi says you sat on the shulchan erev Shabbos, lelele Shabbos for Friday night. Even if you're not going to eat that much, you should still set a nice table, a beautiful table. Okay, and then the Amar B'Chanina, laolam you sat on the shulchan b'motzoi Shabbos. You should also set a nice table on motzoi Shabbos. Afal pish eno tzorach elo kezayis. Even though you're also not eating, you don't need a kezayis. Rashi says motzoi Shabbos. What's the idea? Nami Kvod Shabbos. This is also Kvod Shabbos. Why is it important on Friday to set a beautiful table, even if you're not going to eat that much? I'm not going to eat that much. I don't have a big appetite. I'm feeling well. Whatever. I'm not going to eat that much. I'm just going to have a tzachala. No, we still set the table with our finest dishes and silverware. It's Kvod Shabbos. Okay, and again, not in the details now, but the Vilna Gaon explains at the end of Hilchos Yontov, actually, is where it appears. He says that Kavod Shabbos means the things you do on Friday in advance of Shabbos. Cleaning the house, and setting the table, all the things, that's Kavod Shabbos. As opposed to Oneg Shabbos, which is the things you do to enjoy Shabbos on Shabbos. That's how the Vilna Gaon characterizes it. Okay, and so, therefore, the setting the table on Friday afternoon, even if you're not playing, it doesn't matter. It's Kavod Shabbos. The house should look different. Okay, the home should look Shabbos-tick. The table should look Shabbos-tick, with nice dishes, even though I'm not planning to eat that much. Okay? Sometimes, whatever. Just me and my wife and I, the only ones home. Still, you set the table nicely on Shabbos, so it looks nice. But what the Chanina adds is you do the same thing on Motzai Shabbos. And Rashi says, Nami quote Shabbos, L'lavos b'yitziyaso, to escort the Shabbos out. Derech kavod, in a matter of honor. Adam Hamalas Hamelach, but say some in a year. When the king leaves, or important dignitary leaves, so people see him to the, out the door, out to the airport or whatever. You accompany the person, you allow the person. That's what we're supposed to do with regards to Shabbos as well. So that's the Gemara. Now it's interesting. If you look at the Rambam, okay, there's an important point. Notice that the Gemara did not say anything about eating. The Gemara just said set a nice table. You can eat a very little amount. The Iker, see, it sounds like from Rashi, it's not the eating. It's, you set the nice table, make it look nice, and it doesn't say anything about, specifically in the Gemara, doesn't say anything about eating. So even I guess you could argue that it does say about having a kezias, right? But apparently the Iker is not so much the Suda, but the setting of the table. And it's interesting, the Rambam brings us Lahalacha in Parak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. Parak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. Quite right place, but I don't know what stuff this in, but it helps us. Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, halacha, second. Right down here. Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, halacha, hey, the Rambam writes, Misader Shulchan, Adam Shulchano, be'erev Shabbos, like we just said, you set a table on Erev Shabbos. Yafa Pishin Tzorach Kezayis. V'chein Misada Shulchan Motzoi Shabbos. Yafa Pishin Tzorach Halach Kezayis. Why? Kedei Lechabdo V'chnisoso Uvitzoso. So it's a din in covered Shabbos. As I just said before, covered Shabbos are things you do in advance of Shabbos, or in this case, after Shabbos. But it's got nothing to do with what you do on Shabbos. I think it's instructive that the Rambam, you know, earlier in this parak, at the beginning of the parak, he says, talks about covered and oneg, which are not specifically mentioned in the Torah. They're mentioned in Navi. Okay, but the Rambam speaks about covered and oneg. And when he speaks about covered Shabbos, what is covered Shabbos? Covered Shabbos has to do with the meals and so on. I'm sorry, it has to do with the preparations, including preparing the meals. Okay, he doesn't talk about the Shabbos meals here. Okay, later on, when he talks about oneg, and I'm starting halacha ches, or sorry, halacha zayin, ezu oneg, that's when he gets, you have to have three meals and so on. So according to the Rambam, it's interesting because on the one hand, the Gemara seems to equate, in a certain sense, the Friday night meal with the Saturday night meal. Just, you know, just same idea. You set the table for the Friday night meal, you have to set a table for Motzei Shabbos meal. How much you're going to eat is not the issue, but the Gemara kind of lumps them together, and that would seem to indicate that the Suda on Motzei Shabbos that the Chizkun referred to is a real chiyuv like the Suda on Shabbos. On the other hand, for the Rambam, it appears maybe not like that, because the Rambam does not mention this meal in conjunction with the three Shabbos meals that he speaks about Halacha Tes in the category of Oneg Shabbos. He has it earlier in the categorization of covered Shabbos. So, you hear the idea I'm trying to make? In other words, it could be that the Rambam is telling us that maybe this Sudas Malama Malka is a different type of Sudas. He hasn't lumped it together, the other three meals. Haggadah to Gemara kind of seems to equate them. And the Rambam does also equate them, so we have to figure out what exactly the Sudas of Malama Malka is. One could say, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It came on Friday. Whatever they cook. Yeah, but they, whatever you're going to cook up, whatever you're going to prepare. Yeah, it was readily edible. People talk about that as emphasis on other foods, but or you could cook it, you know. But it means to prepare. That's a different discussion. Okay, now. Anyway, that's the Rambam. It's interesting, based on this idea, okay, the Or Zeruah, they say Or Zeruah, Hilchos, also Shabbos, it's Siman Tzadi Beis at the end. He writes, Ra'isi B'tshuvas Hagonim. So the early source, that's what I'm bringing. Ra'isi B'tshuvas Hagonim. U'kuduma Re'isi B'tshuvas Yosef Tuvela. Fine, that's all. Shanisho, Amasha, Nohag Machustena Eretz Kanan, Lomar Havdolos U'piyutim. Why do we sing the Gunam at Eliyahu HaNavi? That's a lot of the Mizmorim, those who sing, you know, Eliyahu HaNavi, a little bit, everyone sings something, no? Something about Eliyahu HaNavi. Why Eliyahu HaNavi? And he answered that it's a proper minig, because The Shabbos Nikur Malka Vakala. Shabbos is called Shabbos HaMalka, so therefore you escort a king or queen. Okay, and the Queen of England comes, everybody comes out to see and to say goodbye. Okay, and a Kala also, everyone dances her to the. So, that's why we sing. He doesn't specifically say here about why Elio, that's different reasons, but we sing Zmiris and so on. So, Motzi Shabbos is a tied to Mechabit, it's a din in covered Shabbos, but he doesn't mention about the need, so to speak, to eat a specific meal. It's just to Mechabit the Shabbos, to escort the Shabbos out, is a form of Kibbutz Shabbos. There's a Sefer, also a Talmud of Rishonim, late Rishonim, I think there was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rosh, named Rabbi Menachem, then our coverage of Aaron ben Zerach. Okay, Tzedal Aderach. So Tzedal Aderach, Mamar Dalad, Klal Aleph, at the end of Perak Zion, he says as follows. He says another reason for eating Motzei Shabbos. Kemosh Amal B'samim, Shem Hoshim Nefesh. You know, why do we have B'samim and Havdalah? Because we feel faint, and the Shami say we departs, we feel faint, look like a smelling salt. So we smell B'samim to revive us on Motzei Shabbos. That's why when it's Yontif, we don't need it, because Shabbos goes right into Yontif, so we don't have the same depression, so to speak. So he says, Motzei Shabbos, Yotzim in HaMenucha El HaMelocha. For Shabbos, we go from rest and tranquility back to the, you know, the world of Melocha. I remember the Falmatrix writes in one place that he used to go sometimes to where he grew up in Chaslavich, so there was a big Lubavitcher community. And in fact, his Malamed was a Lubavitcher. There were Chassidim there, you know, so he would sometimes go for Shalosh Shudas to the Chassidim. And, you know, of course, they didn't end Shabbos. They had a longer Tish and Zmiris and whatnot after Shabbos. And I think he writes one place, he asked the person next to him, when are we down Meir here? And the person, are you that eager to get back to the weekday? Yeah, many people are. They can't wait, you know. I mean, the people can't wait to down Meir. They make their own minyan for Meir because it's 2 minutes early than we down here to shul, whatever. I know, but that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be somewhat, you know, Shabbos, we're leaving from Menucha to Melacha, Melachain. Therefore, Yesu Orav Hadlik Neyofa Yosim Ishar Leilos Hachol Ulaachin Ashulchan. That's why he set the table, because it helps us transition better. We feel better, you know, transitioning better into the weekday. He says, and Lazamer Psukim Shul Simcha Ruach Vatzola. Okay, and that, you know, we do this to so to speak, you know, revive us. Okay, have a good meal. You know, it makes people feel better.
Wait, but did he say meal?
He also it's just right. He also didn't say meal. Good point. Okay, also didn't say it. Okay, but all these authorities, so to speak, are giving us reasons. In effect, that you know, it has to do with honoring the Shabbos, and the issue is not so much necessarily the meal, as you pointed out. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, in Siman Ushin, there's only one sif, a short siman, one sif on Malal Malch. It's called Shiyasada Shulchan on Motzai Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says, Siman Shin Sif Alav, Lo Oh Yisada Aruch Shulchan on Motzai Shabbos, Kdei Lelavo Says La Shabbos. You know, it could be in the wintertime, I think people, Motzei Shabbos, can be hungry, you know, but in the summertime, you had Shal Shudas late in the day, Shabbos over at 10 o'clock, whatever, you're not so hungry necessarily. But anyway, that's what the Shulchan Aruch rules. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGra, here, where is the Bir HaGra? Oh, here it is. At the beginning, he writes, he refers to a Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Gimel and Aleph. Pesachim Kuf Gimel and Aleph. What's happening in Pesachim Kuf Gimel and Aleph? Now, the Vilna Gaon doesn't tell you. He just tells you to look in the Gemara a lot of times. So in Kuf Gimel and Aleph, you may remember, there's a big discussion about what on Motzai Shabbos going into Yontif. Right? Sometimes Motzai Shabbos goes into Yontif, either because it's a Shabbos Sunday, like this year, Pesach will be a Shabbos Sunday, so it'll go, or it's Shavuot, it's Sunday, Monday. So, the whole question, because you have to make Kiddush, because it's Yontif, you have to make Abdullah, because Motzei Shabbos, make a Baruch and a Goffin, and there's a Baruch on the Nair. So what's the order? We are the famous Yak Nahaz. Right? But the Gemara has a lot of different possible permutations before we get to that. They have a lot of them. I think 8 different possibilities. Out of how many? If there are 4 things, so how many possibilities? 4 factorial, right? It's like 24 times 12, 24, I think. 4 factorial, no? I forgot it. Whatever. But you have to ask the mathematician. But it's more than a half. But the Gemara has a bunch of, I think so. So the Gemara has a bunch of different possibilities. So one of them is Kuf Gimel Aleph. Marbar Davina Amar. Sorry, Mar to Amar Mishmer Yeshua Nun Yud Hey Kuf. Nair first, then Yayin, then Abdullah, then Kiddush. Okay. Shalach Le'avu the Shmuel Ever Le'yom. Then a Menu Seder Abdullah Hey Shalach Le Kacham Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi Shomer Shmuel Abba Shomer Shmuel Yeshua Ben Chalanya. That's what I want to show you, not the first one. Nun he yud kuf. Ner, Abdullah, Yayin Kiddush. Why? Amr Chanina. Mosho, Rishu ben Chanya, le melech sheyotze. The king leaves, but Bafarchus nichnas, the duke, or the whatever, some other high ranking official, but not as high as the king, is coming in. So, melavin es hamelech. First, you escort the king out, protocol, right? Then, so Yontif is like the second in command. The king is leaving. So the proper order then says of Shulchan is Ner and Havdalah, the Motzei Shabbos stuff first, escort Shabbos out. Then Yayin and Kiddush is for bringing Yontif in. Now we don't follow that. But that's the Moshe. So the Vilna Gaon is presumably saying that that's what he means. We escort the Shabbos out. In other words, that's where, again, that's where the concept, it's in the Gemara, actually, to escort the Shabbos out. Not just, the Gemara in Shabbos just said that we lo demisad arav shulchano, he set a nice table. And Rashi says, because covered Shabbos. But the Vilna Gaon here has a Gemara that we're, again, we don't follow that opinion, but conceptually, we have to escort the Shabbos out. Okay, that's what the Bir HaGra says over there. Now, there's another possible idea that Kaf HaChayim has a Kabbalistic concept, based here in Siman Shin, You know, he quotes in the Shara Kavanos and the Arizal that the Kedusha Shabbos sort of rubs off on the weekdays, and therefore the Suda of Shabbos should also impact the Sudas of the weekdays. So you start off with the Suda. He speaks about Suda. That's what I'm trying to get at. Okay, he says, the Tfilas of Shabbos rub off on the Tfilas of the weekday. Sunday is pivotal because it's starting the week, right? So he says the Kedusha Shabbos spills over, so to speak. And if we spill over the davening, so that's going to impact our tefillahs. We spill over the sudas, that's going to give us Kedusha Shabbos in our chol. Mevchinas ha-sudas, shano osim suda revi, motzoi Shabbos, and therefore we kavanasa l'chavin l'hamshich or Kedusha suda Shabbos l'chol sudas in our chol. That the light, again, as a Kabbalistic, I don't have to fully understand it, but somehow the light of the Shabbos sudas manifests itself, all the sudas that we eat the whole week, and therefore right away, chap arrive with the sudas, so it'll bring that light out. That's why we stay the Hinom. We have a little bit longer davening Motzei Shabbos, the other Tefillah, Hinom, the Atta Kaddosh, okay, because we want to bring the Tefillahs of Shabbos into the weekday with something special, and that impacts the Tefillahs all week. Okay, however, we understand that. Okay? And then he talks about Sundays in general. The Suda of Leil Shabbos takes care of Sunday, Monday, and the next meals take care of Tuesday. Well, he has a whole cheshbon. So that's the Kafa Chaim. Why we have, but having said all of that, the Taz points out here in Zichrot Aleph Siman Shin, the Taz says, well, wait a second. It's nice to talk about all this, but he says, so of course, so lo niskavnu leinyan asiyas tavshilon, afilu ein tzarach l'malach kazayis. Nobody says you have to. Didn't say you have to cook up fancy foods for Motzei Shabbos, okay? And he says because it didn't say that you were full already. He says you don't need it. Ain't tzarech, okay? And he's medayik from there. And his point is, perish yisada shulchanu. What does it mean? The priestess map al shulchan. You put the tablecloth on. Sharminim hanugim etzleinu l'arichas and whatever else we do to set a nice table. Now ze omar. Afilu mishein rogel kim bekezayis. Either hein mitzad ani yusuf because he's poor, or min machlas yusuf because he's full, not hungry anymore. Become mokum but also kezayis. That little bit. The issue says the Taz. The issue is not how much you eat or what you eat. Whatever little amount you eat, the yaselo hachana. The key is the hachana. The key is the preparation. The yifros hamapa mishum kvod Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. The chayin mashas and reishah mishigar v'sara shulchano etc. That the ikker is the hachana. Like we do on Arab Shabbos. We clean the house, we sweep the floor, we make the beds, we do all these things on Erev Shabbos. It's the same thing here. And then he says, we say piyutim and izmorim, like to escort the Shabbos out and so on. And he says, even if always many people say it by Havdalah, but you should say it at this meal. Okay. In any event, according to the Taz, also the Iker here is not so much, it seems, it's not so much the meal, but rather the preparation, so to speak. In fact, it's very interesting. The Sefer Elia Rabba, Elia Shapiro, writes at the end of Sukkot and Aleph over here, Anisha Kosov Shalom, Misha Misane Bemotze Shabbos. He's fasting, or whatever. He's not eating. Okay? Azai Yatriach Lohachin Suda Zilacherim. Prepare the meal for other people and family. You know, the Iker is the preparation. Iker is setting it up. You're not going to eat? Okay, don't eat. But you should prepare for somebody else. Okay? Learn something about sing the zmiras. You don't want to eat, don't eat. Again, the ikr is not the eating. Now, if you're caught in bays, you then bring something else. You know, some of you may have heard of this, that's why I'm mentioning it. He quotes the Mate Moshe and the Lavush earlier sources that there's a certain bone called the luz. Okay? That's where a person is created from. And it's indestructible, and somehow that food, that the bone rather, is nourished by the Sunnis Ma'al Malka, and therefore the more you eat, the stronger that bone is, and that's the bone of the time of Tchis HaMeisim, from which the body will regenerate. Okay, take that, whatever it's worth. There's a long, the Yaakov Emden is sitter, has a long piece about it, and so on. Anyway, V'meni Yichai Adam Leis HaTchia, V'hu HaMekaba Oneg, and onus achar misadam, you know, if the person dies, that's what's punished. That's the only thing that's left absolutely intact of a person. And therefore, somehow it has a connection to Malav Malka. Okay, that's another idea of having Malav Malka. Now, the truth is, of course, when it comes to Shabbos, so we know you're supposed to have three meals on Shabbos. And that's also learned from the Pasuk in this week's Seder. Okay, so again, everything we've seen so far seems to indicate that the issue, the ikar, is not so much the food, but the preparation, setting up the little table, and so on. We go back to our Seder here in Parshat B'Shalach, and Pasuk says, the next Pesukim, starting Pasuk Chavdal, Pasuk Tazayim, Pasuk Chavdal, I should say, Vayom Roshe, so Roshe said to him, Ichlu Hayom, you may eat this today, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, today is Shabbos, Hayom Lom Simtzu Basore. Three times the word Hayom appears in that Pasuk, right? That is the pasuk. So the Gemara on Kufi Designer Bay, the previous Amud, learns from here the following. Actually, a machlokas: how many meals do you have to eat on Shabbos? Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Yochanan, Tarabon, Kama Sudas Chayav Alechem Shabbos, Shalosh. That's three meals. Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. And Chidka has four meals, requires four meals on Shabbos. Amar Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both learned it from the same pasuk. Baruch Moshe Chlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem, Hayom Lo Sim Tzuvah Seder. They learned it from the same pasuk. Rabbi Chidka Sava Haniklasa Hayom Levar Miurta. He says those three are during the day of Shabbos, not including Friday night. Doesn't include Friday night. Hayom. So they have three meals during the day, one Friday night, grand total of four. Rabbanan Sava Bahani Urta, no, includes a night meal as well. Okay, we pass it like the Rabbanan. You have to, it's a good time of year, you're happy about that. Right? It's tough enough to eat Shalshunas. But in any event, by the way, some people, there's some season that have a fourth, it's called Sunas of Chidka. Okay, but anyway, that's the Gemara. A little bit later, the Gemara says on Kuf Ches and Rav, the Gemara comments on that, the Gemara refers to a mission in Peah. It says, V'hod Etanan, it's a Mishnah in Peah, Parakas, Mishnah Zion. It says, Misha Yeslo Mazon Shtei Sudos. The Mishnah there is talking about who is entitled to collect food from the community food bank. How poor you have to be. Right? The different places they provide food, so who can take food? So it says, Misha Yeslo Mazon Shtei Sudos, Lo Yotam Ala Tamchoi. You have two meals worth per day, then you can't take for the Tamchoi. But you can take from a different collection. But Mazon Arbaasre, if you have enough for 14 meals for a week's worth, you have enough, then La Yutum and a Kupa, you can't take from the Kupa either. So, 1 second, how do you add up with 14 meals? Money, Lo Rabbanan and Lo Bechidka. That doesn't work out according to anybody, because E Rabbanan, well, there are 15. There's two every day, 2 times 6 is 12, plus 3 on Shabbos. And E Rabbanan, okay, it's Jesus' rate, hey, 16. Okay, so the waiting at 14 meals represents a week. So Mar says, "Ola Olam Rabbanan, Dama Leimai Debois Lamecha Bafuke Shabbos Achli B'Shabbos." They said the Gemara said, "No, it's only 14, because you would normally have a meal night day, right? Friday, Saturday, when you ate in the afternoon, Shalosh Shabbos, that takes care of the night, so you don't eat again until Sunday." In those days, they had two meals. Not the Americans, we three meals. What do they call it? The Continental Plan. There's two meals a day, right? They have a basic kind of like a brunch time meal, and then a night meal, which is the next day, halachically, right? So, the Saturday night, there was no Saturday night meal, because you had a meal on Shabbos afternoon. For 1 second, I thought Saturday night had halachalka. So Rashi, and this Gemara says, I explained, lo yitol kevin the issue, and nimsa goes on. You have enough food, you can't take from the tamchui, which is for the, you know, for the destitute. You have enough meals for food, that collection of food was for people who don't have anything to eat today. You can't take that. But the Kupa is most the finest thing, which are a little better off than having them for a week and so on. And you dial it sudos, so take away. So next week, fine. Achle b'shabata shari tochle samuch l'erev, because you're going to have shoshes anyway, it's towards evening. It's supper time, that counts. And then we're actually, afa gav d'abrina l'kama l'olim v'sarav shulchanu v'sai Shabbos, hamimim l'man d'efshalei. Meaning, it's not such a big chiyuv. That's the little second Rashi. It's not such a major league chiyuv, because he says that's only if you can afford it. If you have it, you want it, okay. And the Rambam actually says this, if you follow what I'm saying, so according to this Rashi, the whole suit of Malav Malka is anyway, I don't want to say optional, but it's not a full-fledged chiyuv, despite the fact that the Gemara seem to link it. And that'll work out with the Rambam, who seems to say that it's begetter covered, set a nice table, do something, sings mirrors, do something to be malava than Malka of Shabbos, but it's not a chiyuv to eat. The Rambam similarly, the Rambam, The Rambam's on that Mishnah. If you look in the Perish HaMishnah of the Rambam, which I don't even have it here somewhere, but all right, the Perish HaMishnah of the Rambam says this as well on that Mishnah in. Oh, here it is. Yeah. What I said was pay a parakes Mishnah Zion. That's where it's talking about who's what, it's out for the Kupa, for the Tamcho, etc., these different food banks. Okay? So the. Actually, in our version, in our parakes of Peah, Mishnah Zion. Okay, anyway. So the Rambam and that. Okay, parakes Mishnah Zion. So the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnah writes, Yishayesh al-Mazon, Shteisudas, etc., and he says, Yudalat Sudas, he says, and even though, Yishayesh Gimel Sudas and Shabbos, Achasas Rei Yishayesh Shomim, there are 11 meals the rest of the week, the rest of the days. Why? Because you start with Sunday lunch, Sunday, you know, one, and then the 5 days is 11. In other words, he's saying the same thing, the Rambam. He's saying there are the Friday, Shabbos, the afternoon meal, counted for Saturday night. That's how you get 14. The same thing I should stress in Masechah Sukkah. Some people remember the Afchan Zaman Aleph. One opinion of Elezer says on Sukkahs that a person is supposed to have. And by the way, the Rambam passes this way. Also, Hilchos Matnas Anim Parag Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. He passes this way 14, and the Radvaz there says that. So everyone agrees conceptually with this concept that the for Shabbos afternoon meal counts for Friday Saturday night, even though he's supposed to have a Saturday. But you don't. Too poor to have it, he doesn't have it. The Meiri writes this in a Mishnah Sukkah. Shalshus count right in your tally to 14. Yeah, well, the in effect, that's the second for today. It's not 15; it's 14, right? So that's how the math works. Okay, it's 3 plus 11 in that case. That Rambam says spells it out. The same thing as the Mishnah Sukkah comes out of his opinion. The legend says you have to eat 14 meals during Sukkah in the Sukkah. You must. We don't pass that. We don't have to eat any meals in the Sukkah. You can have potato chips all week. First night you have to eat in the sukkah. But the rest of the week, theoretically, you don't have to go to the sukkah. You just eat foods that don't require sukkah. But Rebbelez was of the opinion, no, you must have two meals in the sukkah every single day. Wash or mezonos every single day. Because he says, Teshu can't do. You're supposed to live in the sukkah like you live at home. At home, like I said before, they used to have two meals. So we have two meals in the sukkah, 2 times 7 is 14. And the Chacham answer back, and they say, no, Teshu can't do. You don't have to have two meals at home either. You can, one night you decide you're not hungry. Right? So anyway, but he says, our boss Rei Sudas. So the Rishon Rishonim, the Miri, there in Sukkah, Chazam Rabbah asked the quotes from the Mishnah, the same question. What do you mean? It'd be 15, because there's a Shabbos, it's always going to be one. It's always one Shabbos to a Sukkah, 7 days. It's got to be one Shabbos. So it's 15. So it gives it effect, the same teretz. No, you'll have the Shalosh Shudas, and that counts as a night meal. So for all of these sources, it would appear that the requirement, so to speak, is not as, not as ironclad as you might think. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya, Paskin, it's in Shin Siv Gimel. Tov, it's good. Levasho Basar Odover Achim Atzoy Shabbos Echvod Tzudazu. Good, he mentioned the inflation. Some people are mocked with inflation. I personally have no inflation. Okay. But then he says, Ubizmanenu, but nowadays, Shema Achrin Kol Kach Tzudashlishas, he's a chassid now. We are Shal Shudas goes well after Shabbos is over. She'en Yechol Lecho Motzai Shabbos. Who in the world feels like eating a Motzai Shabbos? At least in the summertime. I mean, it's a challenge. Okay? Yicholim l'kayim sudazu b'peros. Have a fruit. Have something light. Have a snack. If you have a pizza, whatever. Have a snack. Have some fruit. And not only that, v'ein tzarech l'haktim sudas shlishes. And you don't have to arrange your shalosh shudas at an earlier in the day. K'dshayochlo sudazu karoi. You don't have to. It's okay. Shesudazu ein achova kolkach. According to the Rav Balatanya, okay, it can have fruit, it's a good thing, it could inflate his body, he says, it is a mitzvah and a mufcha, that's his language. The Mishnah Brura, okay, just look at the, finish up and look at the regular poskim, okay, the Mishnah Brura, in Simchat Aleph writes in Siman Shin, Yisada Adar Shulchano, Hadu Lifros Ma'apal Shulchan, Derech Kavod, okay, all these things we mentioned. Okay, now, he writes, Umashma v'gemara, he's quoting others, Umashma v'gemara, Yikba suda zu alapas, l'chatchila. Hatchila you should have bread. Not the lechemisha. You should have, according to Moses, not the lechemisha, but you should have the suda on bread. Hatchila kamo b'shar suda shul Shabbos. And in the shar Tzion he says, "Dostam sida shulchan mashma lapas." He learned that setting a table doesn't just mean for beauty. It means you're having a meal, a kosher meal. That's what he says lechatchila. Okay. And furthermore, he says, don't forget, he says, the Gemara links them. The Gemara links setting a nice table on Erev Shabbos for Friday night with setting a Suda Shabbos. Well, there you're having bread, so he thinks it's the same thing. That's what you're right. Okay, it should be the same thing. Or elsewhere says that hot bread, a nice good bread on Shabbos is good for the body. Okay, so the Shavua says that. However, and he says, I'm sorry, before I get that, and the Gam Mashmah told the Chatchila had it also a Boser, or Mishar Tavshil if he has it. Okay? Now, in Halo, you had nothing, or Shechol Shechol Gassi, so stuff could go in Bekayas. Shabbat Achim is Manenu Lecho Asuna Sushi Somoch Lerim, like our, it's summertime. So Yekaima Mizonos all called Panam Paris. He says, you have Mizonos in Paris also. The purpose is called Beis, the Lava, the Samelech, the Kashem Shatzarach Lachabin, and Shabbat Shemelosah, Kach Tzarach Lachabin, and Yitzyosah, and just like he said, go to King, and all the things we mentioned before. He also mentions it's proper to do it before Chatzos. Not any time, so I'm proper to do it before Chatzos, if you can.
You can't do any Hachana, right?
What?
You can't do any Hachana for that Thursday.
On Shabbos, though. No. Okay, then he mentions also about that bone. You can read it there in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. However, I do want to say, for the sake of full disclosure, despite these coolers, and despite what I said before in terms of the Rambam, kind of like lumping this in covered as opposed to the other meals, the Vilna Gaon is said to have been very, very stark about having Shalosh and Suda Ma'avalka with bread. So the Maaseh Rav, the version that we have, in Kuf Mem Ches, he says, V'yochal lo pachos mikazayas pas. You have to at least have a kazayas pas. And in Os Lamed Tes, the Tosefes Maaseh Rav there says, Hayorog in lechol tznol v'lav malki, we have some kind of vegetables, radish living. And he says, Gam hayom ahader achar pas chamo, you had freshly baked bread or hot bread, or warmed up bread. Pam achas chola, one time the Vilna Gaon was sick, I'm not sure Shabbos, the heiki, and he vomited, he threw up. Okay? And later on, kashe hivri ma'at, Sivala omnu lefon of liros imadayin lo heir hashachar. Yes, is yet sunrise and the sun come out. Shalodaito, I'm sorry, can't read here what it says. She'll ask also kazayas pas, so they should make him a kazayas pas, because he'll kaim alam and malka. Another time, his wife was one of the fifth. Okay, he did it after the flam malka. So the only goal seems to be very, very stark about having Sudas Alav Malka in this Chashavs of Chuvas of Rav Sternbuch. Chuvas on Hadas Chelik Halav Sim Reish Tzav of Zayim. He quotes another Sefer, V'ksav Yad Or Chodesh Shepam Bika Eitzel HaGrozatel Tamir Rav Chaim V'lozhin. Rav Chaim V'lozhin once came to visit the Gron Motzoi Shabbos. The Sholman HaGrozatel Ocho Sudas Malav Malka. The Rav Yisrael Yit Malav Malka. The Rav Yisrael The Chais Eina B'kav HaBriyus. I'm not feeling so well. Right, I'm not so healthy right now. He said he had a little bit of honey cake, but he doesn't want anything else because I'm feeling so well. But he said, he's insistent, you got to wash and have at least okay, that's what he did. Okay. And therefore, that was the Vilna Gaon who's very, very stark about it. Similarly, I think that the Chai Odom in the Klal Ches in Lamed Vav also speaks very strongly about eating Shalosh Shudas not being lenient about it. Okay, even though again there is a Rishon I should have mentioned before, but the Ritva also writes that Ein Zechova. Okay, the Ritva in our Sugya and Shabbos could be told a little bit also says it's not a Chova. Maybe that's where the Tzvi Achonim got it from. But a different Shuva, Shtemrach writes Chelik Beis. He quotes from the Chazanish. Where is it now? Hagrozot al hechem ma'od b'sudas malam malka. And he insisted that that the Chazanish. He said the Shemano Shorbeno Chazanish. That's how Amar Pam. Mi she'eno ochel kazayis pas motzai Shabbos yischaret al malikshot. He who doesn't eat at least a kazayas of bread on the Shabbos will regret it in the Olam Habes. What I mean by that, I don't know. So I think if people should certainly make every effort to eat malamach, eat bread. I don't know if they're flashing, but people should wash. Again, if you can't, they get away with parents. We saw the poskim said it. And even though the Gemara says Yisara Shulchan, nonetheless, it seems it's enough. No one going carries a lot of weight. And you know, it's certainly preferable to have the. Make sure I urge people to always wash. Say, Shabbos, you don't have to eat so much. I usually, I don't have such an appetite, even in the wintertime. I eat so much, I'm not hungry about Shabbos. But I always wash. I press the inflation one time, I accepted upon myself. I don't remember why anymore. But, okay. So, I mean, some people say you shouldn't just eat leftovers. I'm not far, you know, in order to prepare a whole new meal. But to wash Matzah Shabbos, I think, is a good thing. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. So I don't see how to do that.